Hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. We have talked about identity in four parts before, and this part is the fifth part. We will start this part by reading the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 to 11. I read, all things in this world will soon come to an end, so you must think clearly. Then you will be able to pray in a serious way. Continue to love each other very much. That is more important than anything else. If you love people, you will forgive them for any wrong things that they have done. Always be happy to have other believers as visitors in your homes. God has helped each of you in a certain way. Think clearly about how to use the gift from God well. Remember that God has given many different gifts to his people so that they can help each other. Has God helped you to speak well? Then speak God's message to people. Or has God helped you to serve other people? Then let God make you strong to do that. Do everything so that people will praise God. They will say that God is great because of Jesus Christ. He is the one who has all authority and power forever. Everyone should praise him. Amen. This is true. Hallelujah. As you see, God informed us about the end of everything in this world. In Old Covenant, the end happened after Moses. And New Covenant started by Jesus' revelation, which continues through us, Christian, now, in current time. Jesus started to come in this world, although 9 months Jesus was in Holy Mother Mary's womb. He felt everything and the pain too, and made this part of creation healed and pure. After he was born, he also felt what a human goes through, and he healed the pain. When Jesus became 7 years old, he started to fulfill God's commandments to give us sin-free and peaceful life. When he was ready, he was 30 years old. Then God commanded Jesus to start his visible revelation, which we read in his gospel. Jesus carried the cross, which was our sins, and he wiped out them by his blood over the cross. Jesus died over the cross and experienced that pain, and he entered to the dead, and he defeated the dead. In the third day, Jesus resurrected from the dead and won over the dead, which made us to resurrect from the dead in the third day after our death. Then we are very honored, and we owe Jesus because of that beautiful action. When we become baptized, we are reborn and have Christian identity. We get Christian identity. We must be raised in very peaceful and sin-free life. We shouldn't commit any sin, otherwise our life becomes in vain. Our life in this world is limited and ends after a certain time. Therefore, God will that we live in this world in such a clean way, leading us to the eternal life. As we see, many people are power greedy and will cause slavery life for others. But We Christians must fight against and stop them in good time. We must care on each other as Jesus and God cares about us. We must be courageous to protest and inform our siblings to fight against bad things and against slavery. Then it is our duty to save each other. We continue with the first Peter chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. I read, "So come to the Lord Jesus. He is like a big stone that a builder uses to build a house, but he is alive. People decided that he was not important, so they refused him, but God had chosen him. To God, Jesus is very valuable. You yourselves are also like stones and are alive. God is using you like stones to build a house where his spirit lives. You will serve him like his special priests who offer sacrifices to him. God will be happy with the spiritual offering that you gave to him because you belong to Jesus Christ. God will that we build and establish a church together with Jesus, with God's word, and Jesus will us build the church by God's word, which is eternal. Those who decorate the church only by material, it cannot remain because they are going to be damaged, and we must change them or repair or something. But when we build a church with God's word and also material, it's going to be eternal and pure and clean and stable and good. Because of our love and respect to Jesus and God, we make a beautiful church. We decorate the church with God's words and also good material. We must be Christopher. Christopher means bearer of the cross. Jesus and God will ask to be a part of communion in a church and together protect the God's house. We must see that we can keep the meaning of a church. Cooperation is very important that we must have. In a church, we must find others to be a positive group and have cooperation and together praise God and Jesus in correct way. Sometimes churches don't allow the visitors decide over the church works. It leads that people leave the church and be alone and worship God and Jesus. But Jesus and God will that we together with others save the God's house and correct the priests and save other visitors having correct relationship with Jesus and God. This action is possible with our true identity. Then God also talks with us about our identity, and it is our identity cause us do action, and our action talk, speech, our reflection of our thoughts, and we have an identity, and we have increased our identity with different things, and it is true with our identity we can cause and build a church and also protect it and also have a good cooperation with visitors to keep it, this house of God clean and pure. We should have a daily worship and prayer to keep our home clean and pure so that God and Jesus find themselves comforted to be with us. Hallelujah, amen. God and Jesus, God and Jesus, peace be with you. See you in the next part. Hallelujah, amen.